We've been looking at Surah Al-Fatiha over the last few days, and today we will conclude our look at Surah Al-Fatiha with the last ayah where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. The road of those on whom you have blessed, not of those on whom you are angry, and nor of those who have gone astray. And if you remember yesterday, we talked about اهدنا الصراط المستقيم, and the straight path, which is in essence the path of perfection, the path to be able to reach our full potential. And we have a choice. All creation is going towards the Tanzili, the revelationary. But as human beings, we have a choice in front of us. Now, in essence, we are as worshippers and we choose a path. But there are three types of human beings. There's a group of human beings who travel the path of ibadah. And as we discussed when we talked about mercy, are embraced by the special mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we talked about Rahim, we said that. They are blessed after being blessed, favored after being favored, and all of it is eternal. It's as though they are molded by a hand from the unseen. And this is those who are brought close to the divine presence. If you want to look, if we look at a sort of a hierarchy, we have at the head of the group the prophets and the awliya. And we call them the perfect human beings. Now, we must continually ensure that they are ahead of us on this path and we should travel behind them. So the first of the parts or three phrases that we find in this ayah, Sirat al-Ladina an'amta, the roads of those on whom you have blessed, is where we are seeking from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be that road. We have recognized their perfection. He says in the Quran, لَقَدْ قَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنًا. Indeed, in the Messenger of Allah, you have the most perfect example. And this is what it's meant by it. The second group are the opposite of the first group. Instead of attaching themselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they worship other than Allah and they disobey Him. They too reflect in their beings the effect of their deeds, and it's as though they are just moving away from the straight road. This is what we say, غَيْرِ الْمَغْضُوبِ, not of those on whom there is anger. And instead of ascending towards their full potential, towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and being embraced by the continual blessings of Allah, they are embraced by divine anger, and they literally lose the path towards perfection. So instead of traveling the path of humanity, if I may put it, they go along an animalistic path, annulling their humanity and possibly going backwards. And this is when you say maghdubi alayhim. Now the third path, it's an intermediary group who hover between the two, neither one nor the other. No specific path ahead of them. They're bewildered, they're confused. They're always trying something different. They're literally getting nowhere, making no progress. Something like being on the circle line, just going round and round and round, not having a destination. And the Quran calls them dhalin. Now let's paraphrase this ayah. When we're saying, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ, guide us on the straight road. صِرَاطَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ غَيْرِ الْمَغْضُوبِ وَلَا الظَّالِينَ. Sorry, غَيْرِ الْمَغْضُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا الظَّالِينَ. Guide us on the straight road, the road of those in whom you have blessed, not of those on whom there is anger, and nor of those who are astray. We're actually saying, oh Allah, show us the straight road. The road of the blessed, the pure, the holy, who are continually receiving your blessings, not the road of those who are remote from their own humanity and have earned your anger. And not also the road of people who are confused and muddled, who have every moment appear in a different guise and muster along with a different group. This is the most beautiful surah of the Quran. None to match it. Ummul Kitab, it is known as the mother of the book. Recite it again and again and again. And inshallah tomorrow we shall look at Surah Al-Ikhlas.